is Today in History, November the 10th. On this day in 1775, the United States Marines were organized under the authority of the Continental Congress. And on this day in 1903, Mary Anderson patents the windshield wiper. U.S. patent number 743,801. The patent for a window wiper issued to Mary Anderson, a Birmingham, Alabama woman. When she received her patent, Anderson tried to sell it to a Canadian manufacturing firm, but the company refused. The device had no practical value, it said, so it was not worth any money. Though mechanical windshield wipers were standard equipment in passenger cars by 1913, Anderson never profited from her invention. And on this day in 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald sinks in Lake Superior, killing all 29 crew members on board. It was the worst single accident in Lake Superior's history. The ship weighed more than 13,000 tons and was 730 feet long. It was launched in 1958 as the biggest carrier in the Great Lakes and became the first ship to carry more than 1 million tons of iron ore through the Sioux Locks. But on November 9th, 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald left Superior, Wisconsin with 26 tons of iron ore heading for Detroit. The following afternoon, Ernest McSorley, the captain of the Edmund Fitzgerald and a 44-year veteran, contacted the Ava 4, another ship traveling on Lake Superior, and reported that his ship had encountered one of the worst seas he had ever seen. The Fitzgerald had lost its radar equipment and was listing badly to one side. A couple of hours later, another ship made contact and was told that the Edmund Fitzgerald was holding its own. However, just minutes afterward, the Fitzgerald disappeared from radar screens.
Winds were gusting up to 80 miles an hour and waves were swelling to 25 and 40 feet on the lake. The Edmund Fitzgerald was at the bottom, and there's no doubt about that. The search helicopters have already found considerable debris.
Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Also on this day in 1938, Kate Smith first sings Irving Berlin's God Bless America on her CBS radio program.
God bless America.
And in 1954, the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial, depicting the raising of the American flag on Iwo Jima in 1945, was dedicated by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in Arlington, Virginia. And on this day in 1969, Sesame Street debuts.
True crime lovers are always looking for new and engaging content.
The Already Gone podcast covers stories from Michigan and the Great Lakes region. Cases you haven't heard before, like the Mayo Hunters or the murder of 16-year-old Justin Mello. Plus, better-known cases like the death of Jane Bishara and Illinois' own Lori Dann. Already Gone started in 2016, so there is a big back catalog for you to enjoy. Find Already Gone on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, or your favorite podcatcher.
Jack and Jerry, how to get to Sesame Street.
On this day in 1969, Sesame Street, a pioneering TV show that would teach generations of young children the alphabet and how to count, makes its broadcast debut with its memorable theme song. It went on to become the most widely viewed children's program in the world and aired in more than 120 countries. The show was the brainchild of Joan Cooney, a former documentary producer for public television. Cooney's goal was to create a program for preschoolers that was both entertaining and educational. She also wanted to use TV as a way to help underprivileged 3 to 5 year olds prepare for kindergarten. Sesame Street was set in a fictional New York neighborhood and included ethnically diverse characters and positive social messages. Taking a cue from Laugh-In, a popular 1960s variety show, Sesame Street was built around short, often funny segments featuring puppets, animation, and live actors. This format was hugely successful, although over the years, some critics have blamed the show and its use of brief segments for shrinking children's attention spans. From the show's inception, one of its most loved aspects has been a family of puppets known as the Muppets. Mooney hired puppeteer Jim Henson to create a cast of characters that became Sesame Street institutions, including Bert, Ernie, the Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, Grover, and Big Bird. Since its inception, over 74 million Americans have watched Sesame Street. Give that blue thing a cookie.
Cookie!
As the Cookie Monster comes to America on Sesame Street, November the 10th, 1969, on this day in history.
Abkadevki, Jekyllman, Awkward, Do Wixes. I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awfully queer to me. Abkadevki, Jekyllman, Awkward, Do Wixes. If I ever find out just what this word...